It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning. The sun's shining. It's 9 a.m. You're listening to WBBL-FM 107.3, so it must be the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We're live today out at Family Fair at 3690 44th Street out by the mall in Granville. It's Independence Day weekend. If there's ever a weekend for you to grill, this is it. It is the best grilling weekend in America, and you got the Grilling Guys. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Randy. And good morning, grilling world. This is Barbecue Bob. We are ready to fillet up 2 hours in your home. We're going to marinate your senses. We're going to serve you the tastiest radio in North America.
I tell you what, we got a busy day today. We're going to do a lot of things that have to do with Independence Day. And Bob has some really tasty recipes. He's got a few things that we're going to try that we've never done before. Got a special guest today. We're our all-hell grilling team. We tried to talk with him last week, but we've put the train back on the tracks this week. So we've got him live here with us, and we're going to be talking with him in a minute. We're going to have some healthy grilling tips today. Bob's got a little pineapple and rum mixture that he's going to put together for us as a little fruit on the grill. I'm going to talk about a maple balsamic salmon that I made this week with that Copper River salmon that's in the area right now. There's only about 2 or 3 weeks a year that stuff's out, and we're right in the middle of it, so it's a fantastic salmon. Bob, we got Sergeant Denny Gillum coming today, too, right?
Hoorah! That's right. That's my pal, Denny. And he's from Front Lines of Freedom on 1340 WJRW every Sunday at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. And for any of those of you out there that are prior military, you'll especially like that show. But for those of you who just are patriotic and love your military and America, phenomenal show to listen to. Denny's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army, and he's coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about July 23rd, which, aside from being my birthday, I'm putting that out there right now if you want to send anything.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to be with us at the Grand Valley Armory, where Sergeant Freeze has got us lined up to go in there and do a broadcast, and we're going to cook for the troops. We got 160 troops down there that are going to be chomping on some pretty tasty brats and some steaks from Spartan, so yep. It's going to be good.
We're looking forward to that. We'll wrap up the show with some fireworks safety tips combined with some safety tips around the grill. This is the time of year where the kids are running around, everybody's out playing, having fun, and we want to make sure that everybody goes home in one piece, and then we'll wrap it up with our little tribute to America the Beautiful by Ray Charles. We're going to throw that down at the end of the show. So we got a lot going on.
I have one safety tip on the fireworks part, and I learned this personally. Don't hold a firecracker with your teeth when you're trying to light the fuse.
Is that right?
It's serious.
Does that burn your nose hairs?
I got caps here.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, let's get right with it. We've got Matt Cerno from the Aw Hell Grill Team with us today. Matt is a local competitor and kind of is the pit master for this team. So, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Doing great. Doing great. Like to thank all the servicemen and women for all their sacrifices, everything they do for us. It's great to take a few minutes over the 4th of July here to honor them.
Absolutely. You know that's important to us, too. The grilling guys are all about that. But grilling is a family thing. So your wife and your son are here with you. But you started a grilling team with just a bunch of friends. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, a good friend of mine and I previously judged a few of the barbecue competitions. And you judge a couple of them, you taste some of the stuff, and you say, you know what, we should try this. And we got together, did a few practice runs, and decided it was time to put our name in the hat in the competition circuit.
How long you been doing that?
This is our third year.
Okay, but prior to that, you guys didn't like go to culinary school, or you didn't. Now you said you were a judge. You probably had to sit through some sort of class or something to become a judge.
You know, I oftentimes there's a size factor that comes into it. You have to be able to eat a good amount of meat when you judge.
Oh, you're qualified, just like I am.
I'm qualified. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are as well. But no, there's not an extensive class. You can become a certified barbecue judge, which does involve a class. But aside from that, you show up, you follow the rules, and it evolved from there. We really enjoyed doing it in the backyard, enjoyed family barbecues, cookouts, and just turned into something we really wanted to take to the next level as a big hobby.
Cool. So when you say take it to the next level, how often do you guys compete?
Typically 6 to 8 times a year, around once a month over the summertime. Really depends on the locations and the dates and how many of the team members can get together and put together a team for the competition.
That's cool. So if I was thinking about doing this, what kind of equipment do I need to be a competitor? Is there like special equipment? Is this a $10,000 gig to get in? What's it about?
You know, there really isn't any special equipment. There's a lot of perceptions when you watch some of the television shows that you need this big $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 rig to come out and compete. It's amazing to see some of the smaller competitors with their homemade 55-gallon drum.
And a Weber kettle.
And a Weber kettle come out and really take some of the big rigs in a big way at these competitions. We just fired up some typical smokers that you'd buy at a local store, Weber's, Brinkman's, something most people would have in their backyard.
Sure. Well, that's cool. So the barrier to entry to this, if anybody is listening out there and they wanted to do this, this isn't something where it's the highbrow stuff. The average guy that likes to grill in his backyard and thinks he's got his grill going on, it can do this.
Absolutely. You don't need to be a French-trained chef to be able to do this. It's not an elite barbecue society that you have to be a part of.
But if you are French-trained, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Well, listen, when you're barbecuing, if you need to drink any beer when you're doing those competitions, they've got Arcady on sale here today for $7.99, so you might want to back that truck up.
The key to any good barbecue chef is the beverage in their hand.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a one-handed sport, isn't it?
It sure is.
Isn't it?
Hey, I do have a question, though. So you go down and you win. What is it that you win? Are there entry fees to get in? And if so, does that change you from amateur status to pro status if you win cash? Or how's that work?
There's typically payouts depending on the competition. If you're in the top five in each meat category, you're going to make a few bucks back. If you're first or second place overall in the competition, you might make a couple thousand. But from there, we're really competing for bragging rights and to have a lot of fun. The occasional ribbon, trophy, and maybe a check at the end is an added plus.
Sure. So do you have any plans of going out to the Royal?
If we can win our way into the Royal and be able to compete on that level, it'd be a fantastic honor.
I think we might be out there in October, so we're planning.
Yeah, the grilling guys are planning on going there. One of our sponsors, the Good One, you've all heard us talk about them before.
Who is that?
The Good One. The gentleman that runs that organization is a guy by the name of Chris Marks, and he's won that Royal 8 times. And we've done some classes here locally with him and things, but we're going to go out there and see those guys and have a good time, take the show live. Speaking of that, when's your next competition?
Next competition is going to be at the Taste of Grand Rapids coming up here. It's going to be the 23rd of July.
That's going to be fun. That's a West Michigan event. And
Wrong network.
It's wrong network for us, but we're going to be out there just observing and watching and cheering you guys on. That'll be a lot of fun.
That's right.
Yeah, you're absolutely going to have to stop by the tent around turn-in time on Saturday. We can get you guys
a taste we'll come of what in like maybe
up.
Friday night.
Yeah. That's when the real fun happens.
That's right.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM each and every Saturday morning. We are live out in Granville at the Family Fair where they're featuring their Tender Ridge beef out here. You got to get out and grab some of this stuff. I see the Spartan Mobile Grill just rolled up.
I just put my name on several packs of those sirloin tips that are top sirloins on sale for $3.98 a pound. And Nick, the manager of the meat department, took me back there and showed me the different cuts. And that guy knows his meat.
Absolutely. There's a lot of cool things going on here.
Yeah, they also have a beautiful seafood selection. They've got fresh salmon. They've got some very special salmon that's $29 a pound. I can't remember the name of it. Copper
River.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, wow, that stuff is like bright red.
It is. You know, Bob, I was there. I was fortunate in 2007. My wife and I went to Alaska, and we were actually at the cannery where they do that. It's one river in Alaska where those salmon, and they run for 3 weeks, and they're in the store right now, and it's a special breed of salmon, if you will, and I tell you what.
High in omega-3.
Right. It's worth it to try it one time. A little bit later in the show, I'm going to go over a maple balsamic glaze I put on some earlier this week.
So we've got a bunch of events coming up with the Spartan Mobile Grill. And one of the things to look for is if you're going to the picnic at the Pops, which Maureen and I go to every year, we need to do something out there anyway. But if you go to the picnic at the Pops, they'll be out there Thursday, July 14th and Friday the 15th. Great reason to go to picnic at the Pops, as if you needed one. And that's at Cannonsburg Ski Area. And the Grand Rapids Symphony usually teams up with some major talent. And it's a good night. But we bring out steaks, steak tartare, all sorts of things like that, set up a little table, and usually some champagne and some bubblies, and it's fun. It's kind of hard walking back to your car after sitting there eating all night.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things there that's cool is that we pre-grill stuff and we bring it with us and keep us hot. I see the All Hell Barbecue team has brought something today. I don't know. Unwrap that, Matt. What do we got going on there?
I bet it's sushi.
Yeah, right, grilled sushi.
It looks like some pulled pork for you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, we got to give this a little pull right here.
I feel sorry for the poor little swine.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Mm. Oh, how's that taste, Randy?
Very good, Bob.
I got a little steak marinade. I got a little steak marinade I wanted to share with the folks. A couple of them, actually, that work very well. One of them involves a little bit of red wine, soy, garlic, and ginger. This is one of my favorites that I use a bunch. It's basically half a cup of red wine, half a cup of soy, a couple of chopped garlic cloves, and then a teaspoon of ground ginger. And if you want to go heavier on the ginger, you're good. But what's coming up in the next segment, Randy?
Well, as I said, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but Bob is going to give you four must-know tips for healthy grilling. We're going to make sure that, you know, it's not all about a big, juicy steak that's high in cholesterol, but I love those. Those are some of the best things that I have. But we're going to do that, and then we've got Dick Vermeil interview that we tried to play last week. So stick with the grilling, guys. We'll be right back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.